The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM, 8:33, right here in sweet, sweet, sweet Trinidad and Tobago. And of course, we are still celebrating women. I believe, and this is my opinion, I believe we should be celebrated the entire year because we are awesome individuals. Yeah. So we are celebrating women today in the agriculture sector. And with me, and help me welcome, the beautiful Alicia Hossain, the PRO/Treasurer of Exchange of Farmers Association in Couva. And we're going to be talking about the females in the agriculture sector. Hi, good morning, Alicia, and welcome to Freedom.
A pleasure. Good morning, ma'am.
How are you today? How are you doing?
Fine.
You're fine. So, agriculture and women. How that meshing? How are we doing that? I mean, we just do all kind of almost impossible things as women. Now, let me tell you, for the when we had the COVID period, right? Your girl say, well, you know what, I'm going to see if I could plant a little tomatoes in a little in one of those small plant buckets. Girl, I catch my nenen to take care of that tomato plant.
Well,
hello?
A lot of people use COVID as an opportunity.
Yeah, but how do you do it on a wider scale? Tell us about yourself and tell us why you chose the path of agriculture.
Well, let me start by saying thank you for having me on the program.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in agriculture wasn't a plan.
Oh.
I'm an ex-county worker, so we were given these land.
Right.
Given these land, we got the opportunity to do something. In starting, we decided to form an NGO which pulled things together a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? At the beginning, I was like, how am I going to do 2 acres of land? I don't have a plan.
Oh.
I don't have a plan. I don't know what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided, why not put fruit?
Yeah.
We have a lot of people who don't even know what a simple cashew is, what it looks like in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with that.
Mm-hmm.
And with the formation of the group, I realized I have to do more.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, I started intercropping.
You started what?
So I would have, the trees and I have peppers, okra, melon jam, and I started to do courses and be able to say, oh, this is what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so starting is just a mindset, I believe, because we have all different types of people by us planting.
Mm-hmm.
From police to engineers, and they're looking at it in a different way. We want to make a change in agriculture.
Right.
We don't want to just be farmers. We want to be professionals. So bringing agriculture as a woman, my outlook on it is a bit different.
Oh.
I don't want just people to look down on us. We want to be able to say, we are making it. And we are making a difference.
But what is your drive? What makes you get up in the morning and say, right, let's get at it, Alicia? Remember, we have this plant. It ain't looking too good. Let me go and check on it and make sure everything in our order. What gives you that drive to get up in the morning and go out there and be awesome?
You would not believe looking at the plant. When you plant something and you see it bear for the first time.
Yay! It must be exciting, right?
It is amazing.
Wow.
when I go out to these other fields and I see people planting and actually bringing that, to say that I'm going to smell it, and somebody say, oh my God, I never see something like this.
Wow.
What we do is we have a little farmer's market. So I take feedback and I pass it on to the farmer.
Right.
So my drive on agriculture is a little bit different, as I said. It's not just a plant that I'm making money. It's trying to make a difference.
Nice.
We want to be able to say your shelf life on an item is not 2 days.
Yeah.
We want to be able to say it's a week, 2 weeks. You know how good it feels when somebody comes back and say, Alicia, I buy that sweet pepper, you know, it's so good.
Wow.
And this is 3 weeks after.
You know what I think is really, really awesome? You see, you as a farmer, you know, you are feeding generations. You know that?
Correct.
And that, right now my pause, Reese, right? Because I'm listening to you speaking, and I know we have a lot of female farmers out there, and they are doing the most. They are doing the most, and because we are nurturers by nature, I'm sure that your crop is not only nutritious but beneficial, not for only our generation here but our generations to come. And you are a part of that. You are a part of that.
My take. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I want to be able to go out there and say I did something to make a difference. Not see the land being down. In the little area in Cooper,
there's
housing right around, you know, the Wrightsonia, so we are across from Wrightsonia, and then we have the estate on the other side.
Yeah.
So you want to see that green.
You
want to appreciate that the food can come from in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
In a concrete jungle, they can have food.
Yeah. Wow.
So we want to make sure we can leave that there.
Let me jump to the other side. Is being a female farmer challenging? Tell us the challenges that you face, and tell me how you overcome these challenges.
My challenge at the beginning would have been to feel that you just don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because you would not see a woman going in the garden and farming full time. So at the beginning, you were like, she has nothing good to say. And then realizing that I educated myself to put myself in that position to be able to farm. We are faced with the same difficulties in pretty last May. Labor, rising price with chemicals.
Bushfires affect. Yeah, that's our next challenge. I know a lot of farmers are facing.
In our area, definitely right now, bushfire is horrible. It burning twice.
Yeah.
And then we have a problem with cows. One of the things I've learned is to bring everybody together, all the stakeholders, to work for us and as against us.
Yeah, true.
So when you say a challenge to me, I see it as just another hurdle to overcome.
Right.
So I always meet with stakeholders to get this thing. Deal with the problem.
Now, in the association, Exchange Farmers Association, do you all get assistance, either it's government funding or assistance from any other, let's say, private entity as well? Do you all get that type of funding or that type of assistance?
We have requested funding today. Our farmers work together as an organization to achieve so far what we have. We want to have a whole full wholesale market, and we are working on that. We will raise funds to do any little activity that we have.
Right.
But we have never requested funding.
Oh, okay. 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 But is it that...
What we request from the government is simple as a thing. If a farmer don't have the land and they are utilizing from another place, help them with the farmer's badge.
Yeah. Because I know that is something that, let's say, for instance, even as a farmer, if you have to get funding, like, individually, they tell you, well, you had to have a farmer's badge, you know, and you had to have this, and you had to have that. But a lot of farmers out there, both male and female, they don't have the badge and, because it's quite difficult or it's a lengthy process to get.
That is one of the things we noticed initially.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have met with the ministry. Actually, last week we had another meeting because we came across a stumbling block again.
Mm-hmm.
And we had another meeting in which we want to deal with that issue.
Yeah.
So the farmers in my area, we work very closely to solve our own issues.
Okay, okay. What are, and just highlight about three of those issues, those major issues that you all face.
Recently, we have had a lot of trivia last week.
Number one.
The key thing is they were keeping a lot of planting.
Mm-hmm.
And they planted like certain things, like when the prices are really high, they go with it.
What? Really? So it's like a strategic thing then?
And I have been having that problem until probably last month, pretty last, we came down. And they did a night visit.
Way boy.
It did not stop, but it's not as high anymore. The Cooper Police Station works very close with us.
Right.
And I'm thankful for that. Of course, sometimes in the night I will be on the line with a farmer.
Yeah.
Liaising with the police to make sure that we have a patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the farmer is watchman in the night. I try to make myself available to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
The other problem we have been facing lately is cows.
Cows?
Yes.
What? They come in any toilet plant?
Everything.
Oh gosh, man, cows.
Yes.
But is it that y'all could, I don't know, if it could probably like build something around the plants? So that they wouldn't be able to get in there?
Remember, we're talking about acreage, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Is that like one plot?
Wow. But how can we, you know, kind of prevent the cows from going into the lands and eating our crops?
We have to enforce the policies that are already there. Because you are supposed to secure your animals.
Right, yeah.
Always be charged, but because we don't enforce policies, we have these things.
And y'all won't be able to, as the farmers, y'all would be able to identify who the cow belongs to?
We did, and pretty last week, currently dealing with that.
Okay, okay. So hopefully it should be resolved quickly, soon.
Soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Wow.
One of the other issues we're having is chemical crisis. No matter how much you try to go green, you have to spray.
Mm.
Because it's the environment itself. And the air, there are too much things that are carried for the plants that you have to spray.
Yeah.
And then not all chemicals you get back as subsidy.
Yeah.
So the only thing is new now to see how to fix things in order to get a hell of a funding.
Right, right.
One of the other issues that we are facing is bad seeds or bad planting material.
Bad planting material.
Yes. Yeah, so like recently, you would have noticed the price of cucumbers, how high it is.
Yeah, boy.
Right. It's because the seeds are not good. So, and then you're not getting that time again to pick because you have bad planting material.
Oh, wow.
So if we could get an ease on importing it to bring our own, mm-hmm. and not depend on the big giants in the industry,
yeah,
it's something I would love to see. That they could take away and make it, put an ease on,
mm-hmm.
and make agriculture a little easier.
Easier. Now, would you agree that in Trinidad and Tobago, we have enough land to plant so that we could feed the... Yeah. Would you agree with that?
One of the our projects would be processing plant.
Mm-hmm.
You ever noticed tomato and things like that for a dollar, huh?
Yeah.
So instead of trying it out and not picking it, leaving it on a field... Mm-hmm. We want to be able to process for ourselves. Prices can remain stable if the government is willing to talk and listen to the stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They need to listen.
Wow. Thank you so much, Alicia. But I want one more thing, because I'm now looking at the time. You see, when you're having a conversation like this, the time just seems to run so far. So far away. Now, let me just ask. Now, you mentioned that we need certain changes when it comes to the agricultural sector, right?
Yes.
But how do you think women should be celebrated, you know, in the sector? What do you think somebody can do for you and your other female compadres, should I say that? How can we celebrate you guys some more?
How can we celebrate?
Yeah, women, all of us do some real awesome work. We have to celebrate all of it too, you know?
I would love to see that they take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it that we just celebrate after.
Yeah.
We really not only provide by planting, but how do we celebrate us? I celebrate myself every day.
Very nice. You know, we are superheroes, right?
How do you celebrate women?
Yeah. I feel probably give all of some free seeds.
Free seeds?
Yeah, yeah, once a month.
Give us the permission to bring our own seeds so we can make magic.
Well, you see?
We can do magic, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that they ease on that and we could bring in, and I could give you some different things that you would not be seeing planted locally.
Yes, see? I like that. Now, before we go, I know we have just about 9 minutes before I end my show. For the female who is sitting there in their office listening to us right now and always had a dream of being a farmer or being involved in the agricultural sector, what do you have to say to her?
Go out and plant. Even if you're doing it part-time, it's the joy that you feel by seeing that plant grow and actually picking it and cooking it. you know what my mother is saying?
What's that?
Before she's buying green, she's buying green tomatoes, right?
Right.
So now she's planting it. No, it has to ripe. I have to make sure it's ripe and green. So she looks at things differently now.
Wow.
So enjoy it. Even if you have to plant something in a bucket. One of the things I would like to tell everybody in Trinidad, plant a guava tree.
Plant a guava tree. I like guava.
It's a super fruit. The benefits of it is so good.
You know, sometimes when I pick a guava from a guava tree, right, Alicia?
Mm-hmm.
I will start to bite it. And by the time I take two bites, I see a worm in it. I get frightened. I don't want a worm to grow inside of me.
That's because we have so much in the air.
Serious thing. Serious thing, Tosca. Tosca not working. And she's like, what? What can I talk about? Yeah, that's the only reason why I may not eat a guava fresh from the tree, you know, Alicia. That's the only reason.
I have guavas in my tree.
Uh-huh.
Thank God I don't have
them. Oh, gosh, thank God. I don't have
my... The chilling, he's...
Plant a guava tree or little plant a guava tree. Don't worry about Caribbean and them worms and them. Somebody say you could eat it, you know. Somebody say, Govin, tell me you could eat the worms. But I'm not doing that, Govin. Sorry about that. I'm not doing that.
If I didn't see it and I eat it, it's all well.
All right, Alicia. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I hope we have you here again, because I would love to learn and hear more from you, you know, what you experience on a daily basis when it comes to planting and agriculture. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, enjoy the day.
Have a good one.
Thank you so much.
And continue being a superhero. Be awesome.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.